Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 48.
48.
Day 48, and not a mention from Joe Biden in 31 days. It's been that long. It's unbelievable. Abandoning our fellow Americans, and he's turned the page completely. Unbelievable. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, the New York Post nails it today. Joe Biden's presidency is in a complete and total collapse. Not hyperbole. This is it. It's 8 months in. It is collapsing on every single front. Joblessness on the rise for weeks. Inflation setting record after record after record. It's only a temporary blip. No, it's not. His own border chief. Where do you hear the news on the borders today? You're not going to be happy. Because it's not good. And by the way, House Democrats just rejected an amendment to mandate COVID tests for illegal immigrants. Now, remember, you've got a vaccine mandate or you're not going to work. They're firing frontline healthcare workers that were diving on COVID grenades, many of whom have natural antibodies, but for whatever reason, they can't or they don't want to get the vaccine. I'm not their doctor, so I don't know what their reasoning or rationale is. But they were in the middle of this shift show, right on top of it, to save lives. Now we're firing these people, left and right. Cops, we're firing teachers, we're firing nurses, we're firing medical personnel, left and right. And nobody seems to care. This joblessness rising for weeks, inflation, you know, COVID out of control, in spite of everything Joe Biden was handed. You know, he's put all his limited energy into this legislation, this Bernie Sanders, Biden, AOC, New Green Deal, Socialist Manifesto. That's imploding. The Democratic Party's in the middle of a civil war. You know, initial jobless claims now up 3 straight weeks in a row. You know, up 362,000 last week. Up from 351,000 the week before, when there's more jobs, more openings available than ever before. When the feds announced the economy had added a measly 235,000 jobs last month, they were expecting 1 million plus. You know, the border crisis, abandoning Americans in Afghanistan, begging OPEC for energy. You know, how does it get any worse than this? Democrats now at each other's throats. They hate each other. And the fascinating thing is I'm betting my money on AOC. AOC literally laughed at Joe Manchin's $1.5 trillion bottom line. Now, the danger in all of that is it's still 2,465 pages this thing, you know, a basically Marxist, socialist, leftist, statist policies, this reconciliation package. And Obama wouldn't have dared think of this. It's so radical even for him. And he was radical. There's no roads or bridges or infrastructure. It's free daycare. It's a cradle to grave, womb to the tomb, you know, socialist utopia that will never be fulfilled. The same people that can't balance a budget in their states, the same people that can't keep law and order and keep their citizenry safe and secure, the same people that bankrupted and robbed the lockbox for Social Security and Medicare, are the same people that promised to keep your doctor plan and save money. We're going to trust them now. The same people that destroyed the public school system in America, we're going to trust these people back now. Now that they've got control, why these 15 congressmen, senators rather, supported the, this measure to extend the debt ceiling for a period of time is beyond any understanding I have. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to me. You know, it's like a cult of Washington. You know, it's, you know, you got to keep the government funded. No, you don't. There's no process, too much money, horrible policy. The Democrats, they can raise the debt ceiling on their own. They can do it through reconciliation like they use it for everything else. Anyway, that now again they tried to sneak amnesty back in the bill. You want to say, I mean, it's a disaster for them. This Joe Biden has put all his eggs in this basket. AOC and the squad, I've told you they've been in control the entire time. Harris is optimistic that they'll pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. No, they're not so far. They were supposed to have the votes yesterday. They didn't have them because they didn't have the votes. They don't have the votes today either. There won't be a vote today. You want to know how radical they are? The Senate votes to confirm Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management. This woman we've been telling you about, Tracy Stone Manning, along party lines. Yeah, her affiliation was with eco-terrorists. She had a role in that tree-spiking plot from decades ago that came to light in June during her nomination process, resulting in rightly a wave of objections. Now she's going to lead the Bureau of Land Management? Well, I was just doing PR for the people that spike the trees. You know what tree-spiking does to lumbermen that actually cut the trees down? Severe injuries and even death they risk. So you're going to put that radical person in charge of land management? You know, she was a 23-year-old student. Still, that's what you believed? Warning the trees in a forest in Idaho spiked to protect them and people would get hurt if they tried to cut them down? We're notifying you that the post office sale in Idaho has been heavily spiked? And she now is running the Bureau of Land Management. I found the funniest thing is AOC blasting Manchin for his top line number of $1.5 trillion. That doesn't take out all the tax hikes associated with this, the corporate tax hike, the capital gains tax hike, the death tax hike, the mileage tax hike and everything else. It's, you know, maybe it's $2 trillion less, but whatever. Then you got more radicals, Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz slamming Biden's nominee for U.S. attorney from Massachusetts. And they tore into this nominee, Rachel Rollins, pointing to the list of non-prosecutable offenses that she implemented while being Boston's district attorney. You know, she put out a list of 15 crimes that by default she will not allow her prosecutors to pursue without supervisor approval. What, you get to enforce the laws that you like and the ones you don't like? That seems to be the Biden way, you know, ranging in severity from trespassing and disorderly conduct, even malicious destruction of property and threats, resisting arrest, drug trafficking. What? How did this person ever get appointed to this administration? Democrats have no problem. This is the radical New Green Deal socialist left. Harris's office, Kamala Harris's office, forced into damage control mode after a student accuses Israel of ethnic genocide. Oh, that's great that you speak your truth. Huh? How about saying, excuse me, You know, why not correcting the person? The Iranian, by the way, in Iran, their state media is promoting what Kamala Harris, applauding the student accusing Israel of ethnic genocide, which is a lie. Right? To speak your truth. All right. A lot of truths you can speak. Unless you're a conservative, you can't speak them. By the way, you know this issue involving zero experience Hunter and the laptop from hell. Anyway, remember we told you about the dossier that Libya had put together, and he requested a retainer from Libya of $2 million in exchange for him lobbying his father and Obama to free up Libyan assets. The deal never went through, but they described him accurately, a drug addict that, like, you know, I think they use the term low rent, but inexpensive, I'll use, hookers. I mean, they had him nailed. They knew he's compromised. So does China. So does Russia. So does Kazakhstan. And so does Ukraine. And I would bet maybe one of the reasons that the waiver came from to Putin, they probably have compromising materials in Russia on not only Hunter, but Joe Biden himself. The same with China. You know, why isn't he standing up to China's continuing threats against Taiwan, for example? China's unveiled their advanced stealth drones, which they say could tip the balance against the U.S. in a Taiwan attack. They're still talking about reunification, meaning the takeover of Taiwan. By the way, not a word. North Korea testing an anti-aircraft missile and showing the world the videos of it. Not a damn thing is said by Biden. I don't think he knows what day of the week it is. That's how bad this is. This is a complete collapse of a presidency. What did I say in Live Free or Die? America and the world on the brink. This is the brink. We got new information on inflation. It is now at a 30-year high. What does that mean? The cost of goods and services rising sharply in August at a rate of 30%. That's not good. When you look at the numbers behind this Democratic Socialist plan to bankrupt America, Brian Rydell writing for the New York Post, you know, you hear all these numbers being thrown all around all over the place. What do they mean? $1.2 trillion, $3.5 trillion? Okay, but he points out the real numbers being much larger, and it's hard to comprehend. You know, people really, you know, when you go to millions to billions to trillions, we're talking about trillions. Okay, that's the extra zero that makes all the difference. So Manchin already voted for $1.9 trillion stimulus, that bill in March. He helped craft the $550 billion infrastructure bill that passed. He also voted for the budget resolution that increased discretionary spending there, baseline by $1 trillion over the decade, and even supporting only $1.5 trillion in new reconciliation spending. Well, that's a total price tag of $5 trillion across these bills. Now you add the other $2 trillion, now we're up to $7 trillion. If you want a little perspective, $5 trillion in new spending, $3.5 trillion would be borrowed, dwarfs the size of the President Trump's $1.5 trillion tax cut. It exceeds the entire 20-year cost of the war on terrorism. Now, progressives are claiming victory over Pelosi. I'm betting on AOC and the squad in this skirmish. What have I been saying? Pelosi, speaker in name only. I'm saying AOC is the Speaker of the House in all reality, her and the squad. You know, they're all bragging how they beat Pelosi, which I find kind of funny. By the way, inflation, rents are up 10%, more than 10% around the country. Supply chain problems from COVID and energy and a lack of people going back to work because they haven't had to because of the extended unemployment benefits. Low auto inventory. I got a call from my car dealer. He says, your lease is up in 9 months. He says, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but if you want a new car in 9 months, I got to order it now. What do you want me to do? Well, I gave him a deposit. I mean, he's a nice guy. He was looking out for me. You know, September sell-off, stocks tumble in the entire month. I mean, inflation is so out of control thanks to the Democrats. These leftists, this has gone so bad, so fast, I can't even believe it. I wish for once in my life, I really wish for the sake of the country, it was wrong. And none of this is going to get better. And you can't name a single thing that Joe's doing that's going well. I'm worried for our kids and for our grandkids. Hannity, you don't have any grandkids. No, and I'm not ready for grandkids. Not there yet. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Even Democrats now, New York Times polling of all places, it's not just Republicans, it's not just independents. They're turning on this collapsing presidency of Biden. Nate Cohn detailed the president's standing with Democratic demographics based on a poll, Pew Research, Marist, ABC, Washington Post, Fox News, Monmouth, Quinnipiac, both before and after the fall of Kabul. President's approval rating among women down 9 points to 48%. Among African Americans, down 6 points to 53%. Among Hispanic Americans, down to 39%. Independents, down to 39%. Among, quote, non-whites, his approval dropped to 30%. Among white Americans, no four-year college degree, 74%. Whites in general, 45%, 18 to 34, 48%, 65 and older, 42%, men, with college degrees, 54%. You know, these are all demographic numbers, but I just thought I'd throw them out there. You know, you look at this disastrous bill. You look at the amount of money. You know, you look at the infrastructure bill, $550 billion in spending, you know, for previously projected federal levels. Okay, $110 billion for roads and bridges and some monies for rail maintenance, et cetera, and broadband and ports and airports and modernization of transit, et cetera, et cetera. That's not what is in the far left bill. You know, the reason Nancy Pelosi had to call off the vote on infrastructure is because the squad said no. The squad is in charge. The squad is out there. They are, you talk about character assassination of Manchin and Sinema. Now, as I pointed out with the money that Joe Manchin has already voted yes on and the $1.5 trillion limit, it's still $5 trillion. He just doesn't want to go to $7 trillion at the end of the day. This country cannot afford it. You want to know why it's a 30-year high as in inflation? There's a 30-year high in inflation for a good reason. And then I'm going to explain exactly what is happening to the economy and how it's going to impact you and your family and our kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, you know, years and years from now. It's an unmitigated failure, collapse, disaster.
You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. I mean, there's a part of me that doesn't mind that liberal, radical, socialist Democrats can't get their act together. But it is bad. But the problem is, if you ask me, with my 33 years of experience on radio, and now we're going to be 25 years on Fox, I think next week, as a matter of fact. Yeah, the October 7th, 25 years on Fox News. And by the way, if you would have bet that I'd be lasting to this point, I would have been a bad bet. I would have been the long shot, I promise. But I'm honored to do it every day. I am as energized, engaged as I've ever been. I've never felt more passionately about where we are as a country, as I do now. I've never been this concerned. It's never been this bad. We've got a cognitive mess as a president. We got the most radical extreme party in my adult lifetime or that I can think of in the history of the country. You know, this makes the Great Society of LBJ and the New Deal of FDR, you know, look like, you know, a tiny little bicycle compared to a motorcycle racing bike. It's ridiculous. Anyway, Manchin says he needs a little bit more time to greenlight the socialist bill. And Manchin, you know, similar comments that I'm not sure where he ultimately is. He's getting laughed at by the squad. The squad won't follow Nancy Pelosi's pleas to go along with the infrastructure bill first. They're demanding the $3.5 trillion monster. They're demanding to control the entire Congress of the United States. And so far, they're winning. You know, Jen Psaki's circle back is saying the infighting is democracy at work. No, they're actually losing. Because if Manchin and Sinema, if they hold the line in any way, then AOC and the squad, I'm not so sure they go for the $1.5 trillion. Based on what AOC did yesterday, she started laughing at Manchin. You know, oh, what, $1.5 trillion a year? Is that what you mean? I mean, this is what they want. This is their vision. They want AOC's civilian climate corps. They want drug price controls. They want all their taxes and redistribution that we have discussed in great detail. They want their millions for the Older American Act. They want their $24 billion in rent support. They want their $50 million to reduce human-wildlife conflicts in the national forest systems. They want price controls for everything, root canals, major teeth restorations, all covered through the government. Everything's for free. They want free daycare. They want free college. They want free K-12 education. They want even kindergarten included. They want free school lunches, even when school is out for the summer. They want lunches for welfare recipients, anybody, and everything for illegal immigrants as well. The word tax is used 1,829 times. The word taxes is used 69 times. The word taxation is used 7 specific times. Supposedly, all of these new taxes add up to zero. Because that's what they're telling us. That's what they want you to believe. Well, sorry, money doesn't grow on trees. Bernie Sanders is angry. It's absurd the way to do business, negotiating a multi-trillion dollar bill in a few minutes before a major vote with virtually nobody knowing what's going on. It's unacceptable. You know, so they're all fighting each other. Kristen Sinema reiterates she will not back the $3.5 trillion spending bill, says Biden and Schumer are fully aware of her stance. Manchin says his limit. He said, I did compromise. I went from zero to $1.5 trillion. On why he won't stray, because I believe in my heart that what we can do and what the needs we have right now, what we can afford to do without bait and basically changing our whole society to an entitlement mentality. I've said it. I've said where I'm at. You know, the bottom line is this. I think we basically should be starting and making our priorities and put in the proper place. I've never been, he went on, I've never been a liberal in any way, shape or form. There's no one that ever thought I was. I've been a governor. I've been a secretary of state. I've been in the state legislature. I think senator, and I voted pretty consistently. And I don't think any of them who believes that they're much more progressive and much more liberal, and all they need to do is, you know, have to elect more liberals. If you want this bill, elect more liberals. That's what he's saying. Now, is it good enough for me? No. Is it conservative in any way? Not really. And the amount of pressure, arm twisting, fighting is epic. Why these Republicans, 15 of them, voted to raise the debt ceiling, a stopgap measure, I don't know. Because they really didn't need to do it. There was no need at all whatsoever for them to engage in this. I really don't get it. The Democrats control the House, they control the Senate, and they control, you know, the presidency. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. James, where did you print out that piece that I just asked you to print out? Anyway, let me go into some of this other new Green Deal stuff that's in here. Now, look, keep in mind a whopping $6 trillion in emergency COVID relief spending has already been allocated. $6 trillion. The entire federal budget for 2019 was $4.4 trillion. So where are we going to get this $10 trillion that they're spending? You have any idea? Now, they're saying two ways. They're build back better plan. What? We're going to raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, small business, individuals, and families. And we're going to raise the death tax. So you pay taxes your whole life. Then the government comes in when you die and they take 61 cents of every dollar that they didn't steal while you were alive. Anyway, that would, to me, is licensed stealing. They want another bite of the apple. Everyone in America, because they're lying to you, just like they lied about keep your doctor plan and save money. Just like they lied about a lockbox for Social Security and Medicare. They squandered the money. Just like they promise you better schools. They spend over 40 grand per student in New York City public schools. We spend more per capita as a country with the worst results. They can't keep law and order and every American safe and secure. Our cities are a mess because of their dismantle and defund the police insanity. Corporations and businesses, they're not going to take the loss. You will pay those taxes. And anybody that tells you otherwise is lying to you. The second way they're going to do this is through what they call quantitative easing. In other words, printing money. In other words, it causes inflation. In other words, what it means to you is your paycheck is less valuable. Everything you buy, just on this one point now, because of inflation, quantitative easing, you know, printing more dollars, that causes inflation. Everything you purchase now costs more. Every paycheck you get is less valuable. Every grocery bill will be higher. Every drugstore bill will be higher. Every car you buy will be higher, used or new, and everything will be more expensive. More expensive raw materials, lumber, aluminum, building this, building, it's all going to cost more. Housing prices will go up. Rent prices will go up. It's already happening. We're now at a 30-year high for inflation. That's what it means if you look at a key index used by the Federal Reserve. Now, the Fed has been working overtime to print enough money to pay for the $6 trillion in emergency COVID relief spending. Inflation already is at a 30-year high, according to this key indicator. Now, add to this what I think we're like the only ones talking about it, the energy independence that Joe Biden inherited and abandoned. And Donald Trump got this country to energy independence for the first time in 75 years. We're, you know, now we have a price of a barrel of oil headed to $90 a barrel. Then it's going to go to 100. Natural gas prices are now hitting records. Well, that's going to make Middle Eastern countries rich again. It's going to make Putin rich again, especially with the waiver to build his pipeline to our Western European allies to provide all their energy needs, the lifeblood of the economy, the world's economy. We've now artificially reduced the supply worldwide. And when supply and demand crisscross and that dictates the price and you reduce the supply and the demand remains constant, what happens to the price? You pay more. Right now we're paying $1.50 more. Pretty soon we'll be paying $2 more. And that every gallon of gas you buy to fill up your tank. And they're talking about a 10 cents a mile mileage tax on top of everything. Heating, cooling your home costs more. That too will raise prices on every single thing you buy. You know, so this is where the big lie is. You know, I've said it a million times. In the name of false security, everything is going to be free. The people that failed on Social Security, law and order, education, and Obamacare, now you're going to give them, you know, control the, and accept their promises. They'll give you quality child care. And a free college education and K through college education and student loan forgiveness. And you're going to trust their health care plan, including the new dental plans, including everything free for illegal immigrants. They tried again to sneak in amnesty for illegal immigrants. Oh, it's something of great value. Why would Democrats be trying over and over and over again to sneak in amnesty? Senate parliamentarian had to stop him again. Because they're going to offer illegal immigrants something of great value. Oh, great. The Democratic Party must be the good party. They're giving us something that other countries charge a fortune for. You can buy citizenship in a ton of other countries. I don't mind having, I'm all for immigration. That's legal. Respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty. You need a background check. You need a health check. And you need to provide proof you will be able to fend for yourself and not be a burden on the American taxpayer. It's not that much to ask for. We're not asking for the millions of dollars that Cyprus demands if you want to get a passport from that country, or the hundreds of thousands of dollars in Belize and Antigua and, you know, what are the St. Kitts and Nevis, Cyprus, Turkey, Australia, New Zealand. Some of them charge millions and millions of dollars. We'll just give it away for free. Just I hope you vote for Democrats moving forward. I don't care where you come from. Just do it legally, please. Respect our laws. Let us do a background check. Let us do a health check. And let us make sure you can provide for yourself financially. Their spending plan is beyond anything this country has ever seen. And we cannot afford it. Now, add to this, House Democrats just rejected an amendment to mandate COVID tests for illegal immigrants. Well, why are they mandating vaccines and firing policemen and teachers and nurses all over the country over their vaccine? And they won't even test the people that they're aiding and abetting and law breaking and entering the country illegally. We have laws that prevent that. If you want to change the law, Joe, then change the law. Now, get this. The Daily Mail had an article about Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's asking officials whether the department is ready to handle, get this, the possibility of over 400,000 illegal immigrants arriving in October alone. That's double the 21-year high seen in July. And it's gotten higher every month since. 200,000 in August alone. And despite these attempts to, you know, lie and say, well, we're sending them, they're not sending them back. They're processing them. And all they ask for is you to agree to their request. They're not requiring. They're requesting, well, you might want to show up on this date, but you don't have to. One Democratic border town mayor, town of Texas, along the U.S. border, you know, is saying, yeah, things are a lot better under Trump. And this is Laredo Mayor Pete, I think his name is Saenz, I won't even try, reluctantly acknowledging that things were much better for his community under Donald Trump. Then you've got, you know, on top of all of this, Mayorkas, you know, being in the country illegally is no longer enough to earn deportation, according to Mayorkas. He said yesterday. So the laws of the land, they facilitate the law breaking. They aid and abet law breaking. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Now we've got, out of Panama, 85,000, we're told, migrants now headed to the border. And now Mayorkas is warning it could be as many as 400,000 in October alone. They said, well, this is seasonal. This is going to stop. Well, it's not stopping. None of it is stopping. Then you want to add the Afghanistan betrayal and disaster? California has now announced vaccine mandate for kindergartners. Where's the science on it? Because I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see the science. Lori Lightweight moves to Plan B, installs bleeding control kits all throughout Chicago. Okay, there you go. We're not going to stop people from shooting each other every weekend, so we'll just put in bleeding control kits. I think I've heard it all by reading that. Unbelievable.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.